What if I told you there's a way you could be a second shooter at a family session so you can see exactly how the photographer prepares, how they interact with their clients, what they say when they're posing, or when they choose to use fluid motion, what they do when kids might not cooperate or dad might not be in the session? What if I told you there's a way you can see what the gear is that they're using, where they're positioning themselves when they're shooting, what factors they're taking into consideration when they're shooting? What if I told you there was a way you could see what their straight out of camera images look like, and then you could see their editing process too, so you know exactly how they get those start to finish images and those polished ones you see in your Instagram feed? Now, what if I told you could be that second shooter without ever having to leave your house? What if I told you that not only do you get to watch it from home, but you didn't have to remember every single thing you were trying to learn the first time you watched it? What if you could watch and rewatch as much as you wanted? How would that improve your images, your posing, your confidence? Now, what if I told you there is a way you could be a second shooter not only for one photographer, but 26? That's exactly what you'll experience inside the 2024 Online Family Retreat. Your inspiration will soar, your art will improve, your posing will become more fluid, and your confidence is going to increase so, so much. And honestly, your clients are going to feel so much more comfortable. Head on over to themilkyway.ca/family retreat. It all gets underway May 29th, and we hope to see you there.
I don't strive for perfection. This sounds bad, but like, good enough is good enough. Like, my mother was a perfectionist. Love you, Mom. But I don't want that. And I don't want to expect that from my people. And I don't want to push that because I know how much anxiety that can put on somebody and pressure that can give somebody. So I don't ask for that. And I give myself the grace not to be perfect. And I think that's good enough, right?
Welcome to the Art and Soul Show, where we dive into heart-opening chats on photography, business, life, and that messy in-between. I'm your host, Lisa DeJaso, a mom, a photographer, and entrepreneur, and I'll be sharing honest conversations and advice for photographers with insight on mindset, entrepreneurship, and creativity. The goal of this podcast is for you to be able to gain insights and strategies that will get you real results. Because let's face it, having a photography business can be lonely, but it doesn't have to be. This is the place you can go when you need a boost of encouragement, a kick in the pants, and inspiration to pick up your camera. This is the Art and Soul Show. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm super excited to dive into today's conversation with Megan Foggs. She's a rule breaker, a risk taker, a thinker, a dreamer, a believer, a seeker of light, a lover of words, a creative, a passionate artist, and a mother of two. She's a lifestyle and documentary photographer who is drawn to color, style, and fashion. And she uses her love of movement, connection, detail, and light to aid her telling her everyday stories of motherhood, style, and everything in between. She's also the creator of Hello Storyteller, an emotional community for the creative photographer. She loves building community. And I'm so excited to chat with her today because I swear I have been following her on Instagram, on just on social media, probably for like at least 5 or 6 years, I think, maybe even longer. Who knows? But welcome, Megan.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so honored. You're making me blush over here.
Oh, jeez. I love that. We're going to have fun. So tell us who you are and really what you're passionate about beyond your amazing bio.
Okay. Well, I am Megan. I, like you said, I'm the creator of Hello Storyteller. That really kind of began just diving into photography. I actually am a licensed private investigator. That's what I went to school to become an investigator. I actually wanted to do crime scene investigations, but I really stink at science and math. So I had to go a different direction. But after a decade plus of doing that, I realized it just didn't feed my soul. Like, it really didn't feed my soul. And I was super unhappy. And so I was kind of diving into photography. I've always had a love for taking photos. As my mom would say, I always cut everyone's head off. And I now just tell her, that was composition, Mom. I was cropping on purpose.
It was intentional.
She still doesn't really love the intentional cropping. But, you know, to each their own. But I always had, like, collages of all my friends, like, plastered all over my room. I was always taking photographs with disposable cameras. I mean, I just wanted to document everything and just remember the times. I was really into scrapbooking, so maybe that had a lot to do with it. Me and my mom would just sit there and scrapbook all the time, right? So I have two girls. After I had my second daughter, Ella, I really wanted to stay home with my youngest. My oldest was in school at the time. But being an investigator, I was traveling a lot in the car. So I really wanted to take the time to be home with my youngest and just kind of be available. And that's when I really took a deep dive into photography. It fed my soul and it filled my cup and it made me so happy to just get out and shoot and create and try new things and be creative and really use that part of me that I didn't really get to use in investigations to be able to basically follow my kid around all day and learn something that really made my heart sing was great. So what I'm passionate about, let's see. One of the things I love about photography is that you really get to capture connection. And I love connecting with humans. I don't know. I have that written down in my notes a lot instead of with people. It's just with humans. I'm not sure why that kept coming up yesterday, but I really do. I really like the human connection and on a deeper level, you know, not on the surface level. And I find, like, you know, one-on-one or intimate groups, I really thrive.
I love
that. And I really need that. I found as I'm getting older that I really need that human connection on a daily basis. And, you know, I like making people smile or just kind of engaging and, I don't know, making a difference, I guess.
I love that. I love it. That is so fascinating because I joke with my bestie, like, she's a single lady. And she's like, I'm the researcher. Like, I will give me like 15 minutes and I can tell you everything about a guy. Like, I will deep dive. And she's like, you should have been a PI. Like, she's like, you got some skills, girl. And so I love, because I love research and I love learning. So have you found that being like that inquisitive mind about everything that's really helped you learn photography because your brain's always like just wanting to go deep and like inquire on things?
It has. And it's really made me an investigator of light. Like, I am constantly watching and observing and haunting and just really focusing on all different types of light and what I like and what I like to shoot and what moves me and everything. So I've always paid attention to detail. And so that has just brought that more into focus and something that I keep at the forefront when I'm shooting. But yeah, practice always helps too.
Totally. Well, I love getting to chat with other educators with large platforms in the photography education industry because honestly, running the photography platform and your photography full-time business is stressful. It is like it just eats away all your time. So I want to talk about elusive balance. Like, trying to maintain leading your company, helping your students, having your business hat on, but also feeding your creative soul. So do you have any tricks and tips on that? Because that's one that I'm still trying to figure out.
I feel like this is a weekly topic that I'm either chatting about with my friends or my husband or my children or my mother or somebody where it's just like I'm always reaching for that balance, you know? And it's something I'm constantly thinking about. There are definitely times where I'm guilty of falling down that rabbit hole of creative something. Always. But something I have been working on is not exhausting myself at work. Maybe cutting it off 30 minutes shorter than I normally would have. And maybe taking a 5-minute longer drive to exasperate any stuff I still have in my head about work. And that helps a little bit. Also, one thing I've noticed that I'm in my office and I tend to fall down that rabbit hole and I can't see outside of it. So I do make it a point to go out and grab something to eat or I'll have trash sitting here. I'm like, I need to go walk, you know, 5 minutes to the trash can and back, get a little sun, take a break. I have been trying to schedule at least one day out of the office to do something, some creative shooting, which usually helps kind of fill me back up if I'm feeling a little empty. To-do lists. Now, I used to jam-pack my to-do list with anything I could think of that I needed to get done for, like, the entire week.
Yeah.
We can't think that way. We have to, like, micromanage our brain because our brain is big and full of all the things juggling, you know? And I've realized I can't do that anymore. So I will pick literally two things.
Yeah.
Two major things that I need to get done that day because I can handle two things, right?
Yeah.
Unless like, it's a real big project, but I can do two things. And if I can check those off, I'm big like pen to paper girl. So yeah. I like checklists. If my paper does not have a checkbox, I will make the checkbox so I can check it off. And I will just do those two things. And then if I have time, I'll see what else is on that list. But I'm only making sure that the two things are done. Sometimes I don't even get that done because I fell down a rabbit hole. Definitely.
Seriously, the rabbit holes. Girl. Like, I'm cool. Just to the point, like, I'm like, maybe I should be diagnosed with ADHD. Like, really, maybe I should dig into this.
Okay. So one of the things that has helped with that rabbit hole is setting a timer.
Yes.
So give yourself 30 minutes or an hour. And this helps with editing, too, because I can be so nitpicky about editing that I will just be like, no, it's not right. No, no. And then I'm just like, okay, Meg, it's fine. Like, let it go. It's good. And then I'll send it to Holly. And I'm like, hey, is this good? So
love it.
Yeah, balance is a fun thing to figure out. It's a constant challenge.
It's a constant. Like, it's just, it's like, you know, sometimes I'm killing it over here. And sometimes I'm just killing it over there. But somehow it can't be killing it at both.
I think that's so true. That is true. It's so true. And to go on with that is I can't give 100% to everything.
No.
So I can give like 60%, you know, to the two things on my list. And then I still have like 40%. And then I can give like 20% to, you know, something. And then 20%. And then I get like 5%. And then we go to bed and do it all over again.
Yeah. A few years ago, I came up with the idea of like, I don't have to get like straight A's because like I am a bit of a perfectionist. And if I just let myself get a C+, like C+ is still like passing pretty decent, right?
Yeah.
If I just like get a C+ on whatever it is and just be satisfied with that, done is better than perfect. So regardless what it is. So like just kind of switching my mindset has really helped me just like, because I'll just keep going back and back and back and like trying to perfect. And I'm like, stop it. You spent 3 hours on this one image. Like, stop.
Yeah. I don't strive for perfection.
Yeah.
This sounds bad, but like good enough is good enough. Like my mother is a perfectionist. Love you, Mom. But I don't want that. And I don't want to expect that from my people. And I don't want to push that because I know how much anxiety that can put on somebody and pressure that can give somebody. So I don't ask for that. And I give myself the grace not to be perfect. And I think that's good enough.
Right? Yeah, I love that. Good enough is good enough. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So what advice would you have for someone who's just like trying all the things but still can't figure out who they are yet? Like, because I know that like through all of our photography journeys, especially in the beginning, like it's so hard to figure out who you are.
It really is. That was actually one of the first courses that I wrote for Hello Storyteller was basically how to find your artistic eye and figure out who you are as an artist. And the best advice I could give anyone kind of starting out on that journey is to focus on one thing at a time, honestly, and just kind of master that one thing.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say even before that is to take pen to paper and make a why statement. And why are you doing this? What are you doing it for? Who are you doing it for? What do you want to accomplish? What goals do you have now? What goals do you have in 6 months? What goals do you have in 2 years? Who are your favorite artists? Who do you want to kind of emulate and bring into the style that you want to create. What photo signatures do you want to leave behind? What do you want to say to your viewer? What reaction do you want your viewer to have?
Yeah.
Those are the things that you want to ask yourself in that why question, because it's not just why. It's like 100 whys in that why.
Yeah.
And in order to really get down to the nitty-gritty and find out who you are as an artist and as a person and as a mom or a dad or as a partner, you need to ask yourself those tough questions that kind of put you on edge and make you push yourself outside of that box. I'm like, why the heck am I doing this? Why do I want it? Why do I want it so bad that I'm willing to learn everything I can?
Yeah. And go through the painful process of learning. Like, learning is painful.
Yeah.
Like, it is humbling.
Girl, don't even get me started. Oh, those photos I have taken in the beginning to now. I love doing those comparisons, right?
I know,
the now and thens. Because it's very humbling, and it's just like everybody has a beginning, you know? Everybody has a beginning, and it's fine to be crappy in the beginning. We're all crappy in the beginning.
Yeah.
But you live and you learn and you fail, and you live and you learn and fail, and you live and you learn and fail, and you do it again and until you have that feeling of success, until you feel successful. Not anyone else's definition of success, because I don't know your definition of success, just what makes me feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's so important that we figure out, because everybody does have their own definition of success.
Yeah.
Right? And as soon as you're living your life based on someone else's definition, you're never going to achieve your goal because you don't even know what it is.
Right.
Right? And it feels empty.
Yep.
Right? And you're like just spinning on a hamster wheel wondering why the heck you're doing it at all.
Yeah.
Right? So something I want to talk about, because I know that you mentioned that your daughter is your muse. And my sense was he was like my reason for getting into photography. My beautiful baby boy was born in 2009, and now he is almost 14, and he doesn't want to be photographed anymore or have his image on social media. And honestly, the process of him growing up is so, it is like the longest breakup of your life. It is so like, it hurts your heart. It hurts my heart daily. So I really find that I'm really not wanting to pick up my camera so much anymore. But I think this is really a common struggle that really isn't talked about much, about our children maybe not wanting to get in front of our lens as they get older. So do you really find that your children's willingness is changing, and how are you navigating that?
Yes. So I have two girls, like I said, 11 and 7. And my 11-year-old has kind of been out of the picture for a few years now, kind of around the age 8. She just was shying away from it and wasn't really interested. And I didn't want to push it.
Yeah.
It became more of a chore, like, do I have to type thing? And then I would get upset because I'm not getting the shots that I'm anticipating or expecting. So that's putting more pressure on them. Then they're, you know, they're getting upset. And I was just like, I'm just going to give you a break.
Yeah.
If you want to be shot, just let me know. Yeah. And now guess who's asking me to be shot?
Oh, gosh. Yay.
I think big advice I could give is, cater to them.
Yeah.
Ask them what they want to do, how they want to be showcased, if it's okay to post them on social media. You know, maybe before you post that photo, ask them if it's okay, just so they have a choice in things. I actually just wrote a blog article on Hello Storyteller blog about the family photo shoot checklist. And this was a way to encourage and incorporate the entire family in your photography work so it doesn't feel like a chore to them, so they do have choices and feel like they do have some control. Because let's be honest, we all want control of our own person, right?
Right. I love it. Okay, so you ready for our lightning round?
Yes, go.
Okay, what do you like to cook the most if you like to cook?
Oh, pasta.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Love it. Favorite movie?
Fear and Empire Records.
Oh, classic.
Yes.
Yes.
So good. I literally watched it just a few weeks ago.
It's Rex Manning Day.
Who knows where thoughts come from? They just appear.
Love it. Such a good movie. Gosh, so great. What's for dinner tonight?
Tacos. Taco Tuesday, baby.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, that's my other thing. favorite thing to cook.
Oh, I love it. Go-to song that lifts you up when you're down.
Don't laugh, but anything from the Trolls album makes me smile and so happy. My quickest say on the real life Poppy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it. I can see it. I can see it. I love it. The rainbows and everything. Seriously, you need to like do a self portrait like that.
Oh please. My God.
Please.
Fine. Challenge accepted.
Just for me. Okay. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I initially wanted to be a veterinarian because I love, love, love animals. And then I wanted to be a psychologist, but didn't want to go to school for all those years. And then I wanted to be an investigator. So that's what I did.
I love it.
Yeah.
Favorite guilty or not so guilty pleasure?
Real Housewives of anything.
Oh,
yeah. I'm binge watching right now because I caught up on all the other things. I'm like years behind on Housewives. So
have you ever watched Below Deck?
No. Oh, do I need to?
Obsessed. There is like Below Deck, Mediterranean, like all of Australia, adventure, like, and it's all these yachties, these naughty yachties on these boats and all like yachties. The shenanigans they get into. It is like the guiltiest of guilty pleasures that I will binge
look
watch
what
them.
You did. Look yeah. what you started.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. You're going to love it.
Oh my
gosh. Best gift you've ever received.
So it is a Swarovski crystal, and it's a snowflake, and this tiny story behind it. But my mom collected them, and she just passed the collection over to me, and I have admired these things that have been in this beautiful lit-up case my entire life. And so for Christmas this year, she bought me my first very own Swarovski snowflake crystal, and I literally burst into tears. I was like so in love, and it was just so sentimental. So when I was thinking about that question yesterday, I'm like, what? But that was the only thing. I'm like, that's it.
You know what's so funny, girl? That makes so much sense because you know those prisms make rainbows.
Oh my gosh! I didn't even think about that.
Right? Because when I was little, I had this heart-shaped one that my grandma had given to me, and it hung in my window.
Yeah.
And it always made the most beautiful rainbows in the room.
Yes. Yep.
Makes sense.
Totally.
Oceans or mountains and why?
Oceans all the way, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is something you've accomplished as an adult that your younger self would be proud of?
Starting my own business. Like, yeah. I never thought I would start my own business, and to start a successful business that I thoroughly love, that I wake up to every day with a full heart and just like, this is my job. Pinch me. Like, is this for real?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my dream job.
Love that. What's been the best piece of business advice you've ever been given?
If you fail, try again. And never take no for an answer, which I do not. I never take no for an answer. If you tell me no, I'll just find a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find a different way.
We're same. Yeah. I love that.
Yes. I'm a yes girl. Don't tell me no.
I was like, did you mean yes?
I think you meant yes. Awesome.
So where can our listeners learn more from you?
They can learn more from me from Hello Storyteller. I actually just launched a new course today. It's a new collab with one of my creative besties, Holly Awad, and it is all about capturing your family vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So my section covers the beach, shooting in full sun, staycation, how to shoot at home and make it feel like a vacation with pool floaties or swimming or fun drinks or like a stylized like hammock. Super fun. I take road trips all throughout California, especially during summer with my girls because we have so much time during the week. But it covers berry picking, aquariums, shopping, midday, all kinds of things. And in the behind the scenes, I show how to put together a mini family vacation film or video of your vacation. Because as much as I love photography and photos, I love videography so much more. There's just something different about hearing the voices, especially when my girls were younger, and putting music to your video clips. It just brings it to life, like real life.
Yeah.
And it's just something that an image just can't do. So since 2018, that's something I've really been putting together for my own family is just making mini films. And so, and they're short ones. They're like under a minute.
They're great, right? Because
no one wants to watch anything longer than a minute, especially with someone else's family. So I try to keep them short and sweet, but also like fun and vivacious and happy. So if you want to learn how to put together small films, there's that. But Holly's section covers theme parks and camping.
Cool.
So she will get down to the details of when to shoot, you know, at Disneyland or different theme parks, what to shoot, how to shoot, how to dress, all the things. How to, you know, clone people out and edit those theme parks. And then her bonus is the camping section, which is so fun.
I love that. I love to end my interviews with this last question. And it's, what are you currently curious or artistically curious about?
I'm really kind of learning more about editorial portraits, which is very outside of my box. I love capturing movement. It's something I kind of actually rely on a lot in my work. And so to have to kind of think a little bit more about posing, which I hate, which I'm actually getting better at, but practice,
make it
better, not perfect, better. And I want to get into more nature and floral work just because Holly is my muse for that. She makes me drool over her nature work so much. Just like, I love flowers. So, I mean, if I see a pretty flower, just please. So, yeah, just, and one other thing is kind of building a clientele. I haven't really built a clientele, just my personal brand within Hello Storyteller, but now kind of taking on some seniors and some families.
Good.
And I'd really love to learn more about business and branding and photography. So,
love that. Yeah. Love that. Well, Megan, thank you for joining me today. It has been so fun chatting with you.
Well, thank you so much for asking. It has been a pleasure meeting you and talking with you, and thank you so much.
Oh, my beautiful friends, I hope you have enjoyed this conversation just as much as I have. I'm sending you so much of my light and my love today and every single day. We will see you next time. I wanted to take a moment to ask you a little favor. I so appreciate you spending your time with me and tuning in and listening to the show. I would be so incredibly grateful if you could take a quick moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your review helps other photographers discover the podcast and learn how to grow their own photography businesses and gain confidence to go after their dreams. It also means the world to me personally and helps me know what content you find most helpful. Thank you so much for your support and for being part of our amazing community.